Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about the crucial political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the challenges facing everyone. Good morning, folks. Steve Williamson here. Welcome to Democratic Perspective. And sitting across from me is my longtime co-host.
Can you say my name?
No.
That's what I thought.
I won't say it because you keep correcting my pronunciation.
It's been 7 years and he hasn't learned
Mike Cosentino.
Yeah, I mispronounce my own name. It gets people's attention.
So are you going to do any work today? You can actually introduce our guests here?
We've got two people
in the studio.
We may. But we do. We want to talk. We have a great show this morning, actually, here on Democratic Perspective. With what's his name and Mike Cosentino, we got an interesting local angle here. We had Jim Ledbetter, a good friend of the show for a long time, James Ledbetter, and we have Anita Glazer, president of the school board, of Mingus Union High governing board, and we got some stuff brewing over in Cottonwood. This is going to be interesting because. I'm going to get their take on what's going on over there, and then I'm going to give mine, and hopefully they'll match, because I think this is really wrong. What's going on, guys?
Well, first, I would like to talk about you.
Okay.
I don't know how many people out there that listen to your show still love you, but I just want you to know that at Mingus Union High School, I've known you for like 40 years, and I work with you for 2-3 decades, it seems like.
Yes.
And you are a really good guy. People may not know that about you.
Yeah.
But I even was telling Mr. Ledbetter that when at Mingus Union High School, I always knew, even though one time we had that fight in the hall.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. But you always cared about the kids, and that was absolutely your paramount reason for being there. And
that's
always did respect that. So I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate all of those kids that had committed major felonies in other states being put in my classes. I knew I was particularly good with them. But I believe in those days you did abuse certain substances, alcohol, drugs, and things.
I did.
Okay. Take that.
That was
very nice of you to say
that. Well, but it's true. I don't know if people know that about you. They may not think you're a good person or something.
Yeah. You're actually talking about Mike over here.
I am.
Yes.
Anyway, I have been on the school board. This is my 8th year. I never, ever thought that I was going to be on the school board at Mingus Union High School, although I love the school. Been involved with it for like almost 40 years. But Mr. Ledbetter in the parking lot said, I want you to run for the school board. And my first thing was, ooh, gosh, I might not win. I'm one of those people, if I can't win, I'm not going to play kind of thing.
Yep,
I don't want to get my feelings hurt or something.
Yeah.
And then he asked me again, and he said, I really think you should do this. I said, well, I'll do it if you're going to do it. And he said, all right. So then I ran because I figured, well, he's a lawyer. That's got to be helpful to me.
Yeah.
You know, that would help me keep me out of trouble, I suppose.
Yeah.
And
fooled you.
Actually, that's true. And so I ran, and then in his way that he has, he says to me, well, I think you should be president of the board. I think you would do a really good job, because he didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's how that happened.
Well, the truth is that somebody like yourself, if not your actual self, is critical and wonderful to have on the board.
Passionate about the school.
Exactly.
And I've watched the school over my lifetime grow from this rural school to this comprehensive high school.
That's it.
That does great things. Yeah. And people that are within the school community, they understand what it is about the kids and the community, because the kids are the reflection of
the
community.
Tell us a little bit about the high school. How large is it? And
we're close to 1,200 students, and we are considered a comprehensive high school in a rural area.
By comprehensive, it means to try to do it all. You know, in other words, you're not just a vocational high school like in the old days, or you're not just an arts Performing Arts High School, which there's a lot of around these days.
And you have students from all over the Verde Valley.
We do, and we have a lot of students that come from Sedona and Camp Verde and, you know, all in the Verde Valley area. Because we're comprehensive, which means we have a large theater program, we have big sports programs that are very successful, we have successful art programs, award-winning art programs, we have some really great teachers. We have advanced placement classes, and we have a great special education department. I mean, and people never talk about that. And we just now passed at the last board meeting that we're now having a sports program that's going to be for special ed kids.
It's a very big deal.
That's wonderful.
So it many is, of, yeah. of the special needs kids are served there, almost the whole spectrum of needs.
Isn't that one of the things that, I mean, charter schools are good in many ways. Isn't that one of the things that charter schools don't do, is serve special needs kids, the problem kids?
Yeah, try to find a special needs kid in a charter school. It's next to impossible.
Yeah. Okay.
It's because it's very expensive to educate folks with special needs. It should be done. It must be done. But that's a huge travesty about charter schools because they virtually have none. Now, there are some charter schools designed exclusively for special needs kids, and there's a special place in heaven for those people who run those schools. But the truth is, most charter schools don't reach out to special needs kids. In fact, discourage families with special needs to be there, encourage them to go into public education, which is hard from a financial perspective because Arizona doesn't follow its logic with educational dollars and support folks.
Well, it partly is because the teachers in charter schools are smaller, and then they can't really have a specialized teacher just for what the needs are, because the needs are so different and profound in the spectrum of teaching special education kids. So we're able to have specialized areas for all of those.
So public high school like Mingus does things that charter schools don't do. It fills in all kinds of gaps and trains and teaches all kinds of different students.
Yes.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And comprehensive sports programs. That's so important to kids. To
it really
get them engaged.
I hate to admit it. I like to admit it. I had a lot of athletes because, oh, look, I can get a C in his class. But the idea is that for kids, if you're coming at it from, I mean, we, you know, adults want to sit around and talk about this, how great the science program, what a great physics thing we got, and the kids want to, yeah, well, you know, can I make it on the baseball team there? Can I get on the volleyball team? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's important to them, and it really does what we say it does. It builds character, keeps them in school. And that's kind of the idea, and speaking as a former staff member, and obviously there's lots to talk about on this topic, it's another way of getting to know a student. So you obviously become familiar with a student and his or her abilities in a classroom, and you become familiar with a student and his or her character and lots of other aspects of who they are, on the court or in the field.
So you have a separate, tell us a little bit about the structure of the school system down in Cottonwood. You have a separate superintendent for the high school?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Tell us a little bit about it, Jim.
You know, most folks look at this structure and say, wow, that's unique and different. In fact, there's a newspaper in town that has repeatedly indicated that it's unique and different. It's not. A union school system, meaning there is a high school structure, and there's elementary structure, is very common in Arizona. It's very common in most states. Phoenix, Tempe, Glendale, Tolleson, Casa Grande, Glendale, all of those are union school systems.
Yuma,
another union school system. And there are 19 union systems in Arizona, which it's a remarkable thing, and it makes a lot of sense. It allows a high school to focus on high school. It allows K-8 to focus on K-8. And there's many reasons that it makes a difference. For example, federal funding. Federal funding for like Title I programs, which is important for kids who have significant needs, who need to get up to speed in certain educational areas. That Title I funding in a consolidated district goes to the lowest grade level. So very little Title I funding in a consolidated district hits kids in, who make it to high school who have needs like that, who need to get up to speed so they can graduate and be productive citizens. Very little funding in a consolidated district goes to those kids. They get overlooked in a consolidated district. So thoughtful people, in fact, most kids in Arizona are educated in the same way as Mingus, Clarkdale Jerome, and Cottonwood Oak Creek educate their kids in the Upper Verde Valley.
But you wouldn't know that from reading a local newspaper.
Apparently not. I hear this is a terribly controversial, unconventional, ancient, collapsing way to organize things. But it's not, right?
And that's, and to me, that's just phenomenal because it's just simply untrue. Again, most kids in Arizona get an education in the same way that Mingus does. And look what happens at Mingus. What you guys have just touched upon are things that we fought long and hard for. Where other school districts have cut programs in the arts, where other kid programs and other school districts have what's called pay to play. So you have to pay money to be on a sports team. Right. Mingus has always avoided that. Why? Because they focus on high school education. And that's exactly what you want. Because many kids come to Mingus, in fact, a slight majority of kids come to Mingus below grade level, meaning they're performing below grade level in all subjects. Mm-hmm. And Mingus has a high graduation rate. In terms of Native Americans, for example, the highest graduation rate in the country. In fact, this year, in terms of Native Americans going through Mingus, 100% are graduating.
Wow.
100% are going to college after graduation. Now, we wish that was true with all students at Mingus, but Mingus does a lot of things really, really well. And there's a group of businessmen in Cottonwood who've decided they don't like how that's run. And for reasons that are inexplicable to me, they're not willing to tell the public that there's a huge, huge financial loss to the district if people were to vote in the manner that they want it voted. And in fact, a study was done to determine, is this good financially? Does this make sense? Should we consolidate? And I will tell you, at the beginning, I was in the pro-consolidation camp. And then we start looking at it. We start realizing, what does this look like in Clarkdale Jerome, who delivers great education? Their kids come to Mingus prepared. Their kids come to Mingus at or above grade level. Clarkdale Jerome said, no, we're not interested. We like what we're doing. We like this K-8 program we've got going here. In fact, virtually 30%+ of their students come from out of district. So families know that. Families are bringing their kids to that program. They're running well. So they said, we're not interested in consolidation into be one school district because we're doing a good job. They're right. They're right. They shouldn't change. So they voted against it. The Mingus board, which Anita and I serve on, we struggled with that for a while. We researched it. We looked at it in depth. We brought tons of people on board to analyze these issues. And here's what the conclusion is. The conclusion is this. If we consolidate, if we carve out the Clarkdale Jerome School District, which is what the proponents of this want to do, it means the following. It means taxes go up for the people because they're now a smaller district. 22% of the Mingus District will no longer be there because that's the Clarkdale Jerome folks. They're gone.
Sure.
So secondary tax rates from things like the cement plant, secondary tax rates from businesses in Clarkdale and Jerome, which there are a number of them, those all go away. Impact to Mingus, $300,000 loss overnight.
So why, Jim, why would anybody support it if it's going to cause an economic loss to a high school that is so important in the entire educational system of the Verde Valley?
That is the $64 question. I have no idea. I really don't.
Who are these guys? I mean,
what's
going on?
I live in Sedona.
I do want to say that the consolidation topic has been controversial in the Verde Valley for a long time. And it's always been, every single time this has come up, Cottonwood Oak Creek wanting to consolidate all of the Verde Valley, this time only targeted Mingus Union High School to consolidate.
In the past, it's been Cottonwood Oak Creek, Clarkdale, and Mingus.
Right, and Mingus and Clarkdale, they don't want to do it. And each of us have our own reasons, and I don't want to, you know, denigrate the other school district, but, you know, we've clawed our way to where we are. But the problem with consolidation is it has been to a vote, twice before at least, 2008
was the most recent time.
So, yeah, it might have been whatever.
In my long memory, it's been three voted down three
right.
times.
And every and the last one, every single precinct in the Verde Valley voted no for consolidation.
There you go.
What makes this one different is the group of businessmen, I call it the Grosseto-led group.
Okay.
The Grosseto-led group, they have changed legislation to be able to target Mingus Union High School to make this consolidation effort move forth. And that's how they carved out Clarkdale Jerome, because Clarkdale said no. Now, we've said no, but it doesn't seem to matter.
So tell us about this group. Tell us about what the changes are that make the vote different this time.
You mean regarding the legislature?
Yeah. What happened in the Arizona legislature, those lovers of education, causing changes?
That was a really eye-opener for me. I'm a little bit naive. I just thought everybody did their homework, did everything. So we find out we're in an advisory committee that we wanted to set up, and we wanted the other school involved, which they agreed to do. And we did this big study and fact-finding mission on the taxes and what the true costs are and the fixed rate costs and the operating costs of the school district, because there's so much out there and people were using little bits of information. So we had this committee, and we got this committee together, and I don't know, November, Cottonwood, Oak Creek, their board, they decide to go forward with this consolidation. Mind you, we're in the middle of this committee with them where we were going to get to a finding at the end, like, is this the right thing to do? Is there any hope for consolidation in the Verde Valley? Well, they voted early on, so it didn't. To me, it meant like it wasn't good faith. They decided they were going to go with consolidation no matter what the committee found out. So that was the first problem.
Why do they want to do that? What's their motivation? What's their thinking?
They say the right things that I would sign the petition as well. It's going to save money. It's going to be good for kids. It'll go to the classroom, all the stuff that you always hear in political things. But that's not the truth. The truth is going to be devastating for Clarkdale Jerome or for Mingus Union High School. And I think it would be not good for Cottonwood Oak Creek. But what they did was a group of businessmen went to the Arizona legislature, and they were able to change a law that is there. And you're probably going to be – Jim would probably be able to explain this better – but they changed a law that was for all schools in Arizona, which was that a consolidation could happen if all the schools together said, yeah, this is a great idea, or unification is what we like to call it.
But without a popular vote.
Without a popular vote, yeah.
Without a popular vote.
So if you didn't vote for it, if you didn't want it, what they went in and changed was that in Arizona, one school district within that big district could say, well, we want to consolidate with you, and didn't matter what anybody else said, they could take it to a vote, and then that can happen. Well, then all
so the legislature passed this.
Well, no, legislature did. That was the original intent of the Grosseto Group's legislation that they wanted to change. But then all of the Arizona schools that are high school union districts, they had a fit, and they were like, this is awful. We don't want consolidation because elementary education and high school education, they're different. They're totally different how you do it. You know, the comprehensive high school, the things that what high schools are trying to do. So then they went in and they changed it. Then they just decided they were going to target only Mingus Union High School. So this strike, it was called the Senate Bill 1254, and they changed it to a striker bill, which it was originally for special education funding.
Uh-huh.
They took all of that out and they made it purely specifically that Cottonwood Oak Creek could target Mingus Union High School.
People out of Arizona probably be shocked by striker bills and how they work. Why don't you explain that, Jim, maybe?
It is striking. It shouldn't happen. It's just shocking. And a striker bill essentially is if a legislator wants to push forward an initiative, they can take an existing bill that's been floating around, been studied, and just gut it in its entirety. I mean, they took the special needs bill to fund special education and took every single word out of the bill, made it a nothing. And
it
then they
like
inserted.
It's a joke, Jim.
No, but it's
and
what they did.
They created it. And you know what's worse of a joke? These local folks went down there, and with all due respect, they told the legislature things that were patently untrue. We've seen the testimony. It's all on videotape. We played it at the Mingus board, And not a single board member wasn't aghast at what was said. They said things like, well, if you consolidate, we can save multiple positions. We can get rid of duplicative plant operations directors. We can get rid of duplicate special needs directors. We can get rid of duplicate transportation directors. We can get rid of duplicate food directors. They said all of those things. And the truth is, it's ironic. Those positions don't even exist at Mingus. So there's no duplicate positions to get rid of if you consolidate. They haven't existed for more than 5 years. All those positions are gone to save money and resources. But it sounds good on the surface. But it's simply untrue.
I want to get this in here. And I want to try to say this right, which would be different for me. This group of men, we're talking about Philip Drevel, we're talking about Jerry Brown, we're talking about Andy Grossetta, we're talking about town fathers that when it's all over are going to have editorials in the newspaper and maybe on the radio about the service that they've given to the communities that we're talking about in the Verde Valley. However, on this topic, they're selling something that's incorrect. They've, as we're concerned, lied to the Arizona legislature, or at least the people that have written up this, and at least presented a false picture. And we can talk about why. We have time on the show to talk about that. So I guess, are we there yet? Should we talk about
why they actually went to the legislature and told them they were consolidating positions that don't exist to be consolidated.
They told them that was a reason for passing the legislation.
That more money will be in the classroom. And that's just objectively untrue.
So what is the truth? Let's go down this a little bit. First of all, without knowing the facts and figures, and I know my bias is already declared here, bigger is not always better. And so combining having a K-12 school district in Cottonwood Oak Creek and Mingus doesn't by itself make it better. And I think even that, to some people, say, well, yeah, that makes sense. But when you immediately follow, think about it for a second. Think about the differences between high school and elementary school, educationally speaking, instructionally speaking. Well, it doesn't make so much sense. It makes sense to keep them separate, to say, yes, we need a school board to take care of the high school, to take care of all those unique problems in high schools. And believe me, folks, we have lots of problems in high schools, as is pretty well known. And all those, I don't want to say, we all think of elementary schools as these warm, fuzzy little places. Well, yeah, you know, they can be warm, fuzzy little places, and the school board of Cottonwood Oak Creek and other elementary school districts have a job in keeping them as warm and fuzzy and as intellectually forward as possible. So it makes sense to keep them separate just on that basis, forgetting about money. Now, from a teacher, you say, all you guys worry about is money? But let's talk about the money. What's wrong? Why not just let them do it?
It is so important to protect the money as best as possible. For example, this is shocking to people. The Arizona legislature in 2008 decided things like textbooks. We don't need to fund that anymore. So a school district gives no longer any funding for what's called soft capital. Soft capital is the whiteboard in the classroom. It's paper. It's a textbook. The Arizona legislature has decided that should be funded at zero in Arizona. So it's so important to fight like crazy in your local regions and areas to support what you're doing in terms of education. Because if this passes, if the community gets sold on what is literally a bill of goods, I can tell you with certainty the following things are going to happen. Comprehensive art programs at Mingus will be like comprehensive art programs at Cottonwood Oak Creek. Virtually non-existent. If you like theater, if you like music, if you think that's valuable to kids, if you like the arts, if you think Mingus should continue to go to statewide championships and sweep them. Mingus is competing in the arts programs for theater, for example, for the Jimmy Awards, which are part of the Tony Award system nationally. Mingus is competing against, it's not like you compete against your school size like in sports. You compete against all schools. And year in and year out, Mingus is sweeping that, and they're competing against the biggest high schools in Phoenix. They're competing against schools with 6,000 students. This 1,200 school population is winning. So if anybody cares about those programs, you would vote against this. Because at the end of the day, it means less money in the classroom. It means higher taxes in a smaller school district. So taxes go up, no question. If this passes, people who are left in the smaller district, because Clarkdale Jerome is gone, that's 22% of the land size of the Mingus School District, you carve them out. Basically, it's secession from the union. And what ends up happening is those taxpayers continue to pay on the taxes, the bonds that they've passed, but they don't have a voice on the Mingus board anymore because they can't elect anybody to the board. They can't influence what their taxes are going for. That's called taxation without representation. That happens.
I remember.
There's also, I mean, just to say to the three of you, is that there's the ancient American saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, if Mingus is doing well in a difficult situation here in the Verde Valley where there is a lot of poverty, There's a lot of difficult, challenging things in the Verde Valley that a school system. But if the school is working well, Anita, then why would you want to change the way it's financed and run?
Well, I only want the school to move forward, which has been the focus. I do want to say though that the intent by the Cottonwood Oak Creek, the two board members that tend to be really think this is a great idea, and the Grosseto-led group, is that they say that there's going to be a savings of over $1 million because, you know, you won't have the two superintendents and you won't have this, you won't have that. Well, I always say everybody's running lean as they can. You know, you're doing that. So let's just say you take out the one superintendent. Okay, so let's give her a giant raise. Let's say it's $200,000 with bennies and everything, blah, 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 blah. And then add a few more on there. Say you can go all the way up to $800,000. I don't care what it is. If that's what they think the savings is, it is not there. You still have to run the school. Every school has to have so many site principals, so many whatever. I mean, those things stay the same. So let's just take the superintendent part out of it. But then what the Grosseto-led group has said is that they're saying operational savings. But those are fixed costs. It's insurance, it's utilities. Those things don't change. It doesn't matter. But that's where they're saying the savings is, and it's not there in those two areas.
Yeah, a group of businessmen who are not educational experts got on the internet and came up with these conclusions that the unified district could operate on the same lean metrics that the Mingus district runs on, and hence there will be savings.
Have you talked to these folks?
Oh, yes.
Oh, over and over.
So they must believe that you're lying.
Well,
they called you a liar?
They have never challenged the ultimate conclusions and data, which show that there's a 1.2 million swing to the negative, because they don't understand things like the transportation index. That is a number that goes down, and funding goes down from the state on your transportation costs if you're a unified district. And at the end of the day, they keep touting the fact that, hey, curriculum will be aligned. Curriculum will be aligned. That's better for kids. Well, that's objectively untrue as well.
Makes my eyes roll.
Because those districts that are union districts, where they focus on high school education and they focus on elementary education, their kids are higher performers across the board. Here's a group of conservative businessmen that are touting to the community, we'll save money through a bigger bureaucracy. It's completely contrary to their typical political views that a bigger bureaucracy in government is better. It's not. A focused educational system that focuses on high school education and focuses on elementary education year in and year out in the state of Arizona and across the entire states has proven that it's a better educational product.
How can they go to the legislature and get a special bill to do this? How does this work?
Name of the show is Democrat Perspective. They went to the Republican Sylvia Allen.
If
you look at who Sylvia's biggest donors are, same names. Yeah. The same names are who are passing this. So they have an open door into Sylvia's office.
I am on the board of Arizona Elections 18, and we're trying to elect pro-education people to the state legislature. And I think our target in Arizona Elections 18, Our biggest target is Sylvia Allen if she can get out of a primary, because Sylvia welched on some sort of deal with Brenda Barton, and now there actually is a primary in the Republican Party. But the only way to change things, my little editorial, Mike, is,
sure,
is to change the politics, yeah, to change who's running the legislature. Because as long as you have wacky people and deeply ideological people, and the thing I think about Sylvia Allen, Brenda Barton, Bob Thorpe, all our representatives in Sedona and Flagstaff and so forth, is that they represent an ideology, not the people. They don't ever seem to say, what's the interest of the district? They say, I have this ideology that government is bad and that we should, you know, fight the federal. That's what they're representing, not the people of our area. And so I don't know, it's very disturbing to me, but apparently it's worked for them.
And Sylvia Allen lines her pocket with respect to charter school funding. She's a principal of a charter school.
Yeah.
It's legal. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. And she uses taxpayer dollars to pay herself. And her school, it fails every year. So when a group of men like this align themselves with Sylvia Allen, who has a charter school that gets an F grade in the state of Arizona, F grade, year in and year out, you gotta stop and say, who are these people? What are they doing? Are they pro-public education? The answer is no. Do they offer a better product? Objectively, the answer is no. It's a failing product, and they're aligned together to do this failing system, which hurts kids. Because what happens with this proposal? Your taxes go up. The revenue to the district actually goes down. And at the end of the day, kids will be hurt. Kids will
be hurt. We're talking to local high school board member, governing board member, James Ledbetter and Anita Glazer, Mingus Union High governing board folks, about the consolidation effort. And talk about local political boondoggles. Anita, what do you got?
Before we go to Anita, let's just take out a minute. A great friend of our show, Paul Schwartz, died a couple of months ago. There's a memorial service at the Hub at 6 p.m. this next Saturday. What's the date on that?
June 23rd.
June 23rd. Paul was a real friend of the show. He was a great, wonderful character and multi-talented. He designed our business cards and so much else for the Verde Valley Democrats or the Yavapai Party.
He was on the board of the Yavapai County Democratic Party. He was involved in so many things. June 23rd at 6 at the Hub in Sedona here on Posse Grounds Road.
So we really miss Paul, and we hope folks, you can go on the internet and find out about the memorial service, Paul. There'll be singing and poetry and some drama and celebration of the arts, which Paul was so much involved in. So we hope people will go this Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Hub in Sedona.
Yeah. Paul Schwartz has a special place. I mean, I can't say enough. And, between he and I, we created the Cottonwood Democrats, and I miss him, really bad right now. He's got a lot of nerve, checking out before, the election. But,
so Anita, now address, I'm sorry to interrupt it.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You know, Paul was important to us.
I just wanted, the thing that I wanted to address was kind of the money part. One of the things that we hear over and over, and we've actually had people come to our board meetings, and we absolutely lose ourselves at this, but that Mingus teachers only care about their salaries. One of the main points of consolidation not working in the past is the disparity between the levels of teacher and classified, you know, secretaries and all those kinds of things at Cottonwood Oak Creek versus Mingus Union High School, as well as Clarkdale. Clarkdale and Jerome are aligned with Mingus Union High School as far as what their wages are and how they pay their people. Cottonwood Oak Creek, they've been undernourished for 20 years.
They've known
that this has been an issue, and we bring it up all the time, and that's one of the things for consolidation not to work, because to make that work, it's like $800,000, close to $800,000 to bring Cottonwood Oak Creek up to the rest of the Verde Valley, their teachers. We've said this in public meetings, and they've said, we're about programs, not teachers, and that's what they say, and they can believe that, but then I don't believe it would be our responsibility, our Clarkdale Jeromes, to bring their teacher salaries up. They have a responsibility to their teachers, to their community, to their kids, as they say, pay a living wage, But they say the consolidation will give a living wage, you know, to the Cottonwood Oak Creek teachers. So now we had this thing with the state, and the state gave everybody, let's say, 10%, although to Cottonwood Oak Creek's credit, they did 12% for the teachers. But then we did 10% too. So this disparity is still there. I mean, so it's like a difference on an average between $8,000 and $10,000 for the staff. Well, we, after 1 year, you have to pay everybody the same. Right. So one or two things are going to happen. Either they're going to freeze Mingus teachers, which is what Mr. Grossetta told me when he met with me two times. He said, you'll have to freeze teachers for 2 or 3 years, Mingus teachers, to bring everybody else up.
That's what they're after. That's the single thing that they're after. Go ahead. What else?
Yeah, and then, or the second thing would be that you give, he didn't say this, but the other thing is you'd have to bring down Mingus teachers
and bring them up.
Either way, you lose for the community staff. So then I felt attacked a couple of times. Like Mr. Grossetta said this to me, you only care about the staff wages, you don't care about the kids. And that makes me angry.
Well, that's an insult.
It is an insult.
It's really disrespectful.
Because
as direct an insult as you could give to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I'm passionate about the school, worked there 25 years, but you can do both. You can protect your teachers, your staff, your classified, and you can protect your programs.
The rest of the state did it. Cottonwood Oak Creek didn't.
Right.
It wasn't just Mingus, by the way.
So anyway, I'm just saying that's part of the problem is the disparity to get everybody up is going to cost another $1 million. And that's every single year. You don't have to find that money 1 year. You've got to find it every single year to keep those wages up. And the money is not there.
These guys have been in the ears of the Cottonwood Oak Creek board for the last 25 years that they haven't been raising salary. That they have part of what a school board does. It runs the school. It's got to take care of the taxpayers by making sure that their taxes aren't too high to take care of a school, to run a school, to pay teachers. The other responsibility of a school board is to make sure that there's enough money to have the guts to go to a community and say, look, if you want to run your school at the level we believe that you want it because you elected us, then we need this tax level right here. And they've got to go and they've got to sell that. Mingus did that for the last 40 years. Cottonwood Oak Creek didn't do that. And there's reasons for that. And these three guys, Filter Bell, Jerry Brown, Andy Grossetta, and others, are partially responsible for that. Now, these guys are here today to talk about it. I'm going to get off my soapbox for another second before these guys are waiting.
No, I mean, for someone that listens to Donna, a lot of this is new information to me, Mike. So the reason I'm asking so many questions is because
Sedona
I'm really trying to figure out what's going on.
Formed as a K-12 district. But as Jim Ledbetter pointed out, that most districts, he says 19, there's at least 14, Union High School districts in Arizona. Of course, there's a bunch of new ones since I've been working.
Let me ask you, Mike, but also Jim and Anita, what's the political campaign to get this process that you are against done?
I think it reflects. I'm going to put mine in here. No, I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead.
Well, the political process is they want to change it, they want to consolidate it, and they're telling people in the public it'll save money. Untrue. Objectively false. But they tell people it will.
That's the first
thing. They tell people that it'll be curriculum aligned, that it'll be a better educational product. Every study in education that's ever been done has concluded that areas where people in the public choose to educate their high school students differently than their K-8 kids, in fact, develop and create a better educational product. So the studies are against them. Every educational funding expert that's looked at this is against them. Now, they have had the mouthpiece of the local newspaper, one of the local newspapers, and that local newspaper adopted early on without any evidence, without any material information, a pro-consolidation camp. They continue to advocate the pro-consolidation camp. So it looks like on the surface that there will be savings.
I see.
And the truth is, there won't be savings. And the truth is, bigger in education is not better.
So if they have the money and they have part of the state legislature, our wonderful state legislature, in their pocket, and they have the newspaper. What are you folks going to do? I mean, they could consult. Look, what I see is I can't think of anything more important. And I'll say Mike's a high school teacher. I never taught high school. I can't think of anything more important to the Verde Valley than having a strong high school. I mean, it is just a key institution in the Verde Valley. So the idea of messing with that, unless you've got extremely good reasons, is something that's hard for someone like me to understand.
And I've wondered the same thing. At first, I talked to my husband about this, and I said, I don't understand why they are so focused and so, I believe, you know, falsehoods and whatever to make this happen. And Ron always goes, it's got to be money. Well, I don't know if it is money. I mean, I'm just think that they think maybe, I don't know if they're altruistic or not, but they just want this. This is what they want. But it doesn't just
it's revenge. Because, it's revenge against the teachers union
been problems
of the 80s and 90s.
Right.
So, and we'll talk about that on another day. But in the meantime, the people are suffering. You're making, and I think it's no different than the insanity we're seeing at the national level.
Well, and this group of gentlemen, there was a time when one of them was the board chair at Mingus, and I was a board member at that time, frequently outvoted by that group, and their legacy to Mingus, we got sued based on their decisions.
That's right.
We lost based on their decisions. Their legacy cost us a lot of money. And now we jump forward a decade later, and we're repeating the same things, where they're coming forward advocating a vision that is a vision that's a mistaken vision. It's diluted, and they're advocating this vision to the community, selling folks on things that are objectively untrue and saying things like there will be savings, there'll be better education, and all of those things. And the truth is, they're going to hurt kids. At the end of the day, they're going to hurt kids. If they go forward, if they're successful in trying to run this school district in their version and their vision by hurting teachers and impacting the district in that way, kids will be hurt. You will pay to play sports in the Verde Valley if they allow this vision to go forward. It'll cost you money to be on the football team.
I felt like, you know, one of the things on the petition that they put around that said, you know, if more dollars will go into the classrooms. And this is the petition. Who wouldn't sign that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then better education for our kids. Who wouldn't sign that? Who wouldn't say, well, you're going to pay the teachers more?
Right.
Who wouldn't sign that?
Right.
I mean, they say all this stuff,
right.
But we had the study groups, we've had lawyers, we have all sorts of people looking at it. It isn't so. It will kill our programs, it will hurt our staff, it will not help them either. But it's just, and I'm passionate about this, and this has been the most distressing thing to see that possibly what a little group of people giving mistruths out there can try to sell this.
Okay, I want to make sure that we understand that, first of all, you want to talk about it? Come on the air, we'll talk about it. Show us your proof. If you believe these guys, if you believe that consolidation at this time, at this point, if you've signed the petition, or you wish you had signed the petition, ask them for the evidence. Where's the studies? How do you know this? Ask, they don't have it. Because it doesn't exist. There is no evidence based. This is ideologically based, to use Steve Williamson's word, and that's just the way it is. They are convinced that this is going to be better regardless of the facts.
I want to thank you, Mike, and the school board members, long-term school board members, for their work in education. I mean, I think we underestimate the value of our teachers, the people spending their time and effort to keep the school system going good. I really do appreciate you. Why don't you, last minute, Mike?
Half a minute.
So tell us who our guests were.
With Nita Glazer and Jim Ledbetter, we're here from the Mingus Union High School Governing Board on Democratic Perspective this morning. We got, don't forget, you can listen to this podcast and all our podcasts on bbid.org. That's right. TuneIn.com. You can live streams on the internet. You can even just go to the Chasm website and listen to our show, Democratic Perspective, through the Chasm website, TuneIn.com. And Who knows what else? Other places are picking up this progressive radio show. Democratic Perspective at bbid.org. Our podcasts are there. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, keep tuning in. bbid.org.
You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and our nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 a.m. news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.